DW Deutsche Welle News.
This is Kathleen Schuster in Bonn. Thousands of demonstrators took to the streets in the Spanish capital of Madrid to protest more austerity measures on Tuesday. Initial reports indicated that police had fired rubber bullets and used batons on the crowds. There were also reports of injuries. Protesters filled the main streets of Madrid and also gathered around the parliament building. The Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy's government has already made deep cuts to the public sector, but Tuesday's protests were in anticipation of more cuts for the 2013 budget. The country's current unemployment level is about 25%. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has urged the divided Security Council to jointly back the UN Arab League envoy, Lakhdar Brahimi, in his efforts to end the war in Syria. In an address to the UN General Assembly on Tuesday, Ban Ki-moon warned members that the situation in Syria was spiraling out of control. He said, quote, brutal human rights abuses continue to be committed, mainly by the government, but also by opposition. Looking to post-war Syria, Ban said war crimes would not go unpunished. The fighting between Syrian President Bashar Assad's military and the opposition forces began over a year and a half ago. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights estimates that nearly 30,000 have been killed since the war began. Also speaking before the UN General Assembly on Tuesday, U.S. President Barack Obama called on the Muslim world to embrace free speech as a way to protect religious beliefs. While addressing the anti-Islam video that had triggered protests worldwide, Obama called the video, quote, crude and disgusting, but he said that violence wasn't the right answer. He argued that free speech was necessary for the freedom of religion because, quote, without such protections, the capacity of each individual to express their own views and practice their own faith may be threatened. Protests against the U.S.-made film began in Libya over 2 weeks ago and have since spread through the Middle East into Asia and also springing up in Muslim communities in Western countries such as Germany. In Europe, a Swiss court has found a family of three engineers guilty of involvement in bids to supply nuclear technology and expertise to Iran, Libya, and North Korea in the 1990s. The federal court handed Swiss citizen Friedrich Tinner and his sons Urs and Marco suspended jail sentences. The sons were arrested in 2004 and 2005. The three will have to pay fines and legal costs, but were free to leave on Tuesday because they had already served time in custody. The Tinners were involved with the network of the Pakistani engineer Abdul Qadir Khan. You're listening to Deutsche Welle News. And in European business news, the president of the European Central Bank, the ECB, has told German business leaders in Berlin that fiscal reforms in the Eurozone are showing positive results. Addressing the Federation of German Industry, ECB President Mario Draghi said that the ECB had, quote, a number of reasons to be positive about the direction of the Eurozone. German Chancellor Angela Merkel backed Draghi's message on Tuesday. Speaking at the same meeting, she said that the ECB's plan to develop bank supervision across European borders was a necessary step to re-inspire the market's confidence in debt-ridden Eurozone countries. Greece's deputy finance minister has told the Greek parliament about a plan to roll over bonds held by the European Central Bank. Greek deputy finance minister Christos Stakouras said the plan was to ask the ECB to roll over bonds that mature between 2013 and 2016. The ECB is currently holding Greek bonds worth 28 billion euros. Extending the maturities would reportedly lower servicing costs on Greece's sovereign debt. Stakouras said he hoped the extension would occur by mutual agreement. If the ECB does not extend the maturities of the bonds, it will have to, quote, continue issuing short-term debt for state funding. Germans haven't changed their saving or spending habits much over the past two decades. That's according to a study by the media groups Axel Springer and Bauer released on Tuesday. The study found that Germans tend to have ultra-safe forms of investments. Only 6.6% of Germans hold shares, the authors said, while nearly 70% still have a conventional savings book with next to no interest paid at the moment. Other forms of safe investments include life insurance and building loan contracts. These results support the idea that a financial market crash wouldn't have a major impact on Germans because of their conservative investment habits. And in soccer, Bayern Munich opened up a two-point lead at the top of the Bundesliga, beating Wolfsburg 3-0 to win their fifth straight league game in a row. Eintracht Frankfurt, who had been level with Bayern in points, were held to a 3-3 draw at home by defending champions Borussia Dortmund. For more news and information, visit our website at dw.de. Kathleen Schuster, Deutsche Welle News.